What we've done is we study the GPS. The GPS information tries to help us structure the practice and to know when we should be doing things such as this, you know, cutting down on some of the reps on the field. And the whole purpose is to be able to come back and go have a full-speed practice tomorrow.
How tough is it to convince you a lot of that stuff?
Well, I'm doing the best I can. How about that? I'm doing the best I can.
It looked like some of the coaches, though, were joining in and stuff. Is that something that they want?
That was required.
Okay.
No. Those who were doing it needed it, believe me.
When JPP says to us today that he's 100, he's not just 100%, 110%, what do you think about him making that kind of declaration?
Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I mean, we want him to be the very best that he can be, and I'm glad he's in that frame of mind and feels good about himself. And we're looking forward to a very, very good year from JPP.
Do you have any sort of timetable on Odell yet, or just kind of day-to-day?
Hey, you know as well as I do. I mean, it was, let's face it, I don't want it to be like it was in the spring. You know, we need to get the guy back out here and get him on the field.
What have you seen from Reuben Randall so far? Obviously, it's early in. Does this offense kind of a lot less quick reads maybe, or a lot less read and react kind of maybe sooner?
No, there's a lot of reads. There's a lot that goes into any offense. It's not like the adjustments are moldable. But he's had a really good approach. He did the same thing in the spring, and I'm hoping it continues here as we get started early on.
You able to see a progression with the offense as you're moving along here day by day every time you sort of look at the offense out there?
It's always going to be small gains, you know. You may have a good day and, you know, but it's the consistency factor, it's the competition factor, it's working against good people, it's the intelligent communication and adjustments from the quarterbacks to the entire offense, the receiver corps. So, you know, you're striving every day, you're throwing stuff at them. They've had this is their second offensive installation, so there's more and more information to channel today. And, you know, because of the fact that it wasn't an elongated practice, you know, you'd like to see an opportunity to go ahead and utilize everything you put in, but that didn't happen today, so hopefully we'll catch some of that tomorrow.
Do you go into the pads tomorrow, or do you wait until after the break on Saturday?
Do we go? No, we'll be in pads. We'll be in uppers tomorrow, and then we'll come back and go full.
Tom, one of the things Jim Harmon said about the linebackers was he thought this year's group is tougher. Have you seen any of that yet?
Well, we probably know that more when we get the pads on.
Do you like what you've seen from Eli in general? Obviously, you know.
Sure. I mean, I've liked the way he's gone at it and the excitement that he's mustered and the energy and going to work. So that's all good stuff. We just got to get better, you know, as an offensive team, as a defensive team, and special teams. You know, the competition factor at different positions is very good. We need more of that as much as we can get. So
when you say better, regards to the offense, what exactly do you look for, and what do you sort of judge that on?
I don't have time to tell you what I judge it on. I mean, it's the improvement factor. Are people doing what they're supposed to be doing, executing with the right technique, and then being successful about it? You know, the defense is on the other side of the ball trying to prevent them too. So you have to kind of keep that in mind.
Mentioned competition amongst position groups. Is tight end one of the best now?
Well, there's a lot of best. I think there's a few that are battling. There are some that I'd like to have more. Yeah.
With tight end, you guys seem to have a different guy out there every time. What's the thinking with the line with sort of the rotation there?
Let everybody get hopefully as close to equal number of reps as they can. Right now, that's the idea, is to try to get everybody ready to play in a game.
Anybody stand out to you in that group?
From day to day, different guys do different things well. I think yesterday, Larry Donnell did a couple of really good things yesterday.
At what point do you need to sort of have a pecking order there, or at any spot?
Plenty of time for that. We don't have to... rush into anything. We can let it. We have five preseason games, and hopefully throughout the course of the five preseason games, we'll have all the information we need.